When you have a, no, let me start that again. When you have experienced a very, very challenging life, when your ancestors have experienced a very, very challenging life, when no one has stepped forth to heal themselves from trauma, physical illness, when these patterns are playing through and they seem like the status quo and they seem like this is just how life is for us. We are just ill, just poor, just struggling, just dysfunctional, just never get what we need. This is us. This is, we accept that this is our life, right? When we have that mindset, we are basically living in our shadow. And we may need to live in our shadow for a certain period of time, hopefully not too long, but it can be an entire lifetime. It can be many lifetimes. There are people who are literally living deeply, deeply connected to their shadow it, for many, many lifetimes because of the pain and the wounds that have not been healed, because they seem too big to heal. They seem too impossible. Now, how does the shadow, how does this kind of shadow manifest in the physical body and in the energy body? The first place it will manifest in the physical body is through the nervous system. What you'll find in the nervous system is that it will feel very dull, lifeless, disorganized, chaotic. So when you do, so it's dull and lifeless, but when you do start to feel deeper, it will just be chaotic and it will feel like nothing makes sense. And that's because nothing has been made sense of, right? Nothing makes sense because nothing has been made sense of. It's like you go into your child's bedroom and they have not cleaned it for 6 months and everything is everywhere. How do you find anything? You don't, because they've not cleaned it for 6 months, except imagine it's never been cleaned. It's a mess, right? Usually, it results in extreme levels of nervous system dysfunction, dysregulation, emotional dysregulation, and chronic illnesses. These chronic illnesses will often be visible in previous generations. So you'll often get people say, "Oh, yeah, I've got this, and my mom also, and my grandma also had it." Right. So that's a sign. That's a call. That's not a predestination. That's an indication that nobody has done the healing work and that you're now aware of it. So, chronic health conditions, usually spinal, severe spinal issues, and high levels of toxicity in the system, which can result in all sorts of chronic health conditions. So, the physical body will suffer when the degree of shadow that someone is living in is so extreme that they are unable or unwilling, not unable because everybody is able, but unwilling or don't know how, or don't know where to start when it comes to the healing, when it comes to resolving those core wounds, understanding their core needs and illuminating themselves, i.e., creating self-awareness, awareness of themselves. So the energy field will appear to be very black. And I have worked with people whose entire field is so jet black that they can't actually see anything that's happening inside them. They can't feel anything that's happening inside them. It's literally like being lost in the woods. It's more than a blanket of darkness. It's like many layers of blanketed darkness. Now you can imagine you were out in the woods and it was dark. And every time you thought you found a light, it got darker and it got darker and it got darker. It feels really scary. When people live in the shadow and either don't get access to the healing at the depth they need it, or they're not consistent enough with it, or they never start, what happens is they get lost in the dark. So they can't see where they're going. And I'm not talking about being lost for a few months and being like, "Oh, I'm not really too sure." Like, you know, where I'm going over the next few months. I'm talking about complete and total immersion in self-hatred, self-harming behaviors that actually take that person and create more pain within them. Those activities that they engage in create more pain, more distortion, more darkness, make it harder for them to see themselves and make it harder for them to see the original wound and the original pain. This is the definition of toxicity, when somebody is, instead of addressing their existing pain, creating more and more layers and levels of pain to avoid the pain. This is what essentially leads us into fumbling in the dark, where we have no idea what's happening. We don't know why we are the way we are. We have no explanations for anything. We constantly feel like the victim, and we will find any opportunity to feel like a victim because we have no explanation. We have not taken time to understand ourselves, or why we feel the way we feel, or why we do what we do. The self-awareness isn't there. Generally, the third eye will be very blocked, very heavy. There will be a lot of, just in general, density in the energy body. You will not feel that free-flowing energy through the system, and the lower energy spaces, the root space, the sacral, will be almost impossible to access. I hope that none of you are feeling this too much in your system, in your body. But if you are, this is why you've chosen to do this course, because you're probably sick and tired of feeling this way, so heavy, so blocked, so confused. And the reality of it is that in the short term, these kinds of self-harming or avoidant or escapist type behaviors are going to feel kind of good for you, right? It's going to feel good because it's better than feeling these deeper things that you don't know what they are and you don't know why they feel like that, and they feel very threatening to you. So, for example, let's take an example of self-harming behavior. Binge drinking 5 times a week, for example. So binge drinking 5 times a week, waking up with a hangover, waking up puking, feeling sick, feeling drained, can't operate, can't think, can't move, feeling absolutely terrible, don't have clarity of thought. Imagine that 5 days a week for 15 years, right? Even though it feels shit, when someone is living in shadow, their shadow, that will feel better to them than what lies in. Inside their body, inside their heart. It will feel more acceptable. And this is why it can get very difficult for people who have gone through really, really challenging lives. And they are, you know, those, some of those challenges, to be honest with you, they may feel very threatening. You know, we exist in a relatively privileged world. We're doing, you know, we're at our computers, we're listening to this, we have heating, we have a roof over our heads, we have technology. This is not the reality for everyone in the world. And it's really important to understand that everyone is on their own journey of integrating their shadow. It's not a linear journey. We don't go, oh, shadow aspects, right, okay, what have I been doing with myself? Oh, I've been doing this to avoid my shadow. Oh, okay, let me stop doing that now. No, it's not that straightforward. Because we're human. We go on that journey of feeling, and feeling is not straightforward. It takes us into all these crazy places around the bend and down the rabbit hole. So ultimately, when it comes to the emotional body, I haven't spoken yet about the emotional body. The emotional body is generally very difficult to feel in people who have extensively unintegrated shadow, if you want to put it that way, which means when it comes to feeling emotions, they generally don't, or they, when they do, it doesn't go very deep. So, you know, this is a trauma response. It also relates to the phenomenon of dissociation. If you haven't done the dissociation training course, then you can definitely learn more about the mechanisms of dissociation and distancing from emotion, and the challenges with emotional processing that come about through PTSD and dissociative conditions. Now, that is a reality for people who have a very unintegrated shadow. They will not really know how to feel an emotion or what an emotion is for. When they go to feel it, it will feel maybe just surface level. That's it. They don't get any insight from their emotions because they're not emotionally available. Again, what does that do? It creates more confusion. And the confusion serves a purpose because the shadow loves to confuse you. The shadow is a trickster. It loves you to be confused. So as long as you are confused by the one thing that you owe clarity to, which is yourself, you are living in your shadow. Because it's a very, and we'll talk more about this, but it's the opposite of self-honesty, right? Self-confusion and self-honesty don't come together. When you're truly, truly honest with you, within yourself, about yourself, and you're really willing and ready to drop into a deep level about who you are, who you have become, who you have created, and why, you will have all of the clarity of self that you need. As long as you are not willing to drop into that deep level, you will be very confused about who you are and why you are the way you are. This confusion will ultimately lead to self-betrayal. It will ultimately lead to self-abandonment because you can't want to be with something that you don't know. You can't want to be with something that inherently makes you want to keep a distance from it. So within yourself is that constant tension between attraction and repulsion, between presence and disconnection. Now that's a dynamic that's working through you all the time. And when you become aware of it, you can become more present with yourself, more accepting of yourself, and cultivate self-knowledge. The journey of cultivating self-knowledge is really the journey of embodied shadow work. And you'll understand yourself better, and you'll also be able to explain yourself clearer. You'll be clear within yourself about everything, about what your needs are, about what your direction is in life. And this comes from being clear within yourself. So feeling emotions and generating insight based on your emotional inner world, even when it feels inaccessible to you or it doesn't seem to make sense, persevere, keep going, because this is self-connection. We have to be connected to our emotional inner world ever deeper, always ongoing, every day. It's a journey that never ends in order for us to feel what we really are. Otherwise, we start creating layers of fear because we can't see who we are.